You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. And welcome in, Brian. Always great to catch up with you.
Yeah, always a highlight of my week and absolutely my pleasure.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and we've talked about it before, one of the, you know, the letters that follow your name on your business card is CKA, Certified Kingdom Advisor. And you've explained that. You're welcome to do that again. Advisor or, you know, someone who would advise us or we'd seek advice from. How important is it, you know, that when it comes to, say, your finances or other things in general, that, you know, we don't go Lone Ranger on it and assume we know what's going to work best and actually seek out some advice?
Yeah, well, first off, it's worth noting that it's very biblical to seek out advice. There's several verses in scripture that tell us to go seek wise counsel. One of my favorite verses is Proverbs 15:22. It says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. And in everything I do in my life, Steve, whether it's marriage, parenting, business, personal finance, health, I'm always seeking wise counsel and trying to find good advisors to coach me and help me find success in everything I'm doing. There's Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. So advisors can help us understand what we're missing or what we're doing wrong. So lots of scripture there. But what we see a lot of times is people struggle to determine what is wise counsel, what's good advice versus in the age of information, there's a lot out there, but what's false, what's true, what's wisdom, what is just more blah, blah, and something that might lead us astray.
Okay. So, that brings up, a really good thought. I mean, okay. So you decided not to go Lone Ranger, and all right, I'll go out and seek advice. But then, I mean, that can feel kind of like a minefield, you know, how do I navigate this and what are things I should consider when I'm seeking advice?
Yeah. And there's a few things that we look for that I think help determine, is this good counsel or is it not? One of the first things we always tell people to look at is the person giving you the advice really a wise counselor, or is it just another voice? For example, several years ago, I remember when cryptocurrencies first exploded, they really bumped up right after the Thanksgiving holiday. I can't remember which year it was, maybe 2016, 2017. And the joke was that everybody went to Thanksgiving dinner and heard from their nephew how great Bitcoin was and then went off and bought it the next week. So is your nephew a wise counselor? Maybe in some areas, maybe not. But really trying to figure out, you know, what's the character? Is this a quality person that's giving me this advice? Because not everybody represents that, right? So that's a key one. And second, sort of related to that, is whose interest does this advice serve? Is there a conflict of interest in the advice? I'll use an example. I had a client in the other day who recently lost a lot of weight. And I said, well, what motivated you to lose weight? And he said he went to a back specialist. And within 10 minutes, the back specialist recommended a surgery for him, which would be very profitable for the medical provider. But he kind of thought, well, maybe that's not what's best for me. Maybe he's just trying to promote surgery. And I'm not trying to poo-poo medical advice and anything like that. But he said, well, I thought maybe I'd take it in my own hands. He went out, lost 20, 25 pounds, ended up going off of one of the medications he was on. He no longer has back pain and is thriving. So the advice really wasn't maybe what was in his best interest. He didn't actually need the surgery, but there's a conflict of interest. And we see that a lot in our industry. A lot of financial advice comes with very transparent conflicts.
Right, right. Okay. And certainly there's other things to consider as again, we walk through that minefield. One of the things actually, Brian, that comes to mind for me, and maybe this is something you already intended to share with us, you know, when I'm getting advice from someone, you know, and let's say, let's use this, for example, a business coach, which, you know, is a lot like a certified financial planner or a certified kingdom advisor, to a certain extent, but, Well, let's go here, Brian. I don't know the answer to this. I'm going to guess that you, Brian, who give people advice and, you know, insight into the knowledge of the things you're aware of, you have people that you go to in these same areas. I'm going to guess you're not a Lone Ranger.
Right. And by the time we advise a client on something, whether it's a tax strategy or an investment strategy, that advice has been vetted by our committee. We do all of our advice through a committee, a group of advisors, but also outside people. So if I'm going to recommend a complex tax strategy, I'll often collaborate with the client's tax advisor. If they don't have one because they do their own taxes, I'll find another third party and just bounce the idea off of them to confirm it is wise counsel. Because we want to make sure when we give advice, it's as free of conflicts as possible, and it's something that's really in the client's best interest.
All right. So other things to consider when seeking out advice.
Yeah. So the next one is this advice timeless or is it temporal?
Mm.
Most good advice is timeless. It's the same truth today as it was 1,000 years ago. And by the way, biblical advice is timeless. So so you could put those sort of together. And when we give clients advice, there might be something that's specific to their situation only today, but the general principle that drives that advice is something that is timeless. Okay. For example, one of our timeless principles is be prudent with debt. So no matter the time or the situation, we're always going to recommend our clients to be prudent with debt. That may not be relevant to every client on every meeting that we have, but it is a timeless and transcendent principle. And that spins us off to our fourth, which is, does the person's advice directly violate a biblical principle? And what you'll find is temporal advice often may violate a biblical principle, something that's only true today. But you know, you can look at scripture and say, if this directly contradicts something God tells me to do in my life, then it's probably not good advice, and this may not be a wise counselor.
That sounds a little bit like practicing Bereanism, if that's a word.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about that is this could be following advice, but also if you feel called to do something, that's a great filter. Is, am I really being called by God to do this? Well, why would God call me to do something that directly violates something in scripture, right? So that's really important that we look at that from outside advice, but internal desires that we have that we think may be a calling, a prompting from God to do something. Well, you know, I've had some people say things like that. I say, well, that doesn't sound like something God would prompt you to do because it directly violates this scripture or this principle. So we've got started with, is this person a wise counselor? Does this advice have conflicts? Third, we talked about, is it timeless advice or is it temporal? Fourth, does it violate a biblical principle? And then fifth, if this person's giving me advice, what is their source of the advice? Is it from their experience, which can be hugely helpful, right? Often wise counselors are someone who's older than us that has been through trials that we haven't seen. Is it from education? Is it someone with a certification, a degree, a credential that allows them to give this advice? Or is it hearsay? Is it just someone said, hey, I've seen lots of YouTube videos about this. You should think about it, you know, or so that makes it true. And maybe that's not as good of a source. And we see now in the age of social media, things can go viral very quickly that are not true, right? It's not always good advice or truth that's being spread amongst the different mediums that we might get our information. So, you know, asking the counselor, wow, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't considered that for my health, for my finances, for my parenting. Where did you learn about that? I find, especially in the area of parenting, a lot of good advice is not because someone has a credential or degree. It's because they had experiences with their own children, right? And sometimes in finances, that's true too, right? You know,
yeah.
I had a good experience doing this. I had a bad experience. And then does that apply to you? So I think if you use those five filters, starting with, you know, who's giving the advice, does it have the conflicts, is it timeless, does it violate a biblical principle, and what is the source of this person's knowledge? I think you add those up. If you can check all those boxes, you're probably on the right track. It's not guaranteeing that the advice you're receiving is great, but it definitely excludes a lot of advisors and advice that might not be in your best interest.
Yeah, and what I love about this, Brian, is it's applicable to life in general, although we're you know, typically we're and today we're talking financial insight that, you know, you as you seek out advice, you can apply these principles. But it's really in, you know, you started with scripture and it's and let's go back to that. It's timeless, transcendent, right? And you can use the information from our discussion today, you know, across all kinds of advice, not just financial.
Yeah, and that's, as I mentioned before, that's how often wisdom is, right? It's transcendent. It applies in many areas. For example, in finance, one of the most key principles is delayed gratification, right? The ability to not use all your money for things you want today so that you have money tomorrow. Well, that same principle applies for a lot of things in life, right? You know, it has to do with nutrition, right? Can I delay my gratification and not eat that extra slice of cake that's sitting right on the counter? You know, things like that. It's amazing how these principles of discipline and things like that translate across many different, you know, parts of our life. So hopefully this is helpful. I find, especially in the election years, things get heated and a lot of advice is thrown around, a lot of new concepts or things that might stoke fear. So it's if you can use this filter for everything you read and see, I think you'll be on the right track going forward.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Brian Cochran. He's with John Moore Associates. Brian, although the listener, you know, once we post this on abqconnect.online, we'll have opportunity to share it that way. Is this something that they'll be able to go to the Insights tab and find and share?
This topic actually leads really well into our blog post for next month for May,
okay,
which will be on the topic of sort of extreme predictions and advice that falls into that category. So very, very fitting for our theme of May.
Okay, so it'll eventually be there as well. So you can look at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab, not only for that, but other at no cost insight into a lot of the topics we cover. And then the archive that we post at abqconnect.online. Brian, enjoy what I hope is really spring this time, that we don't get another front come through. But enjoy your weekend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next Friday.
That sounds good, Steve.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Join us Monday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.